We'll start now. You can hear me, right? Yeah? Okay. So, we're talking about Pasuk Vavakisnin, which is basically, the way we explained it is, it's a type of bread, it's pas, but it's, since it's a Vavakisnin, which means that you added something in it that makes it more like a snack type of bread, and not a kavua type of bread, not a su'uda type of bread. So therefore, it's not a meal bread, it's a snack bread, therefore you make a berim and a mezonos. What, last week we talked about it, what happens if you eat a lot of it, and a kviya suda. Okay, now, sometimes it will turn into a moitzi. And the first week we talked about the three definitions given, what turns something from real bread into snack bread, into possible kisses. We said Shulchan Aruch brings three pshatim. Number one, in Kuf Samaches of Zayin, he brings number one, pas sha'asui can mean kisim, mimalin oisai, it's filled, so it has something in there. It's a turnover or a hamantash has something in there. Or it's isa she'er badvash, or it's a sweet dough, which we discussed in Machlokes Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Sephardim say anytime that you taste the sweetness, Ashkenazim hold that has to be at least the majority or even more than that. It has to be mamash the ikar of it. And then the last one is that it's hard, like a pretzel. A cracker. It's hard. So it's definitely not bread. It's a snack type of bread because it's hard. Okay. Now, this time, what I want to talk a little bit more is like in the lumdis of it. In the lumdis. So we'll get some halach l'maisa and nafkaminas. But first of all, I want to talk about the lumdis a little bit. The Beis Yosef asks a kasha. And the Beis Yosef's kasha is that... he says, I don't know who to paskin like, because we just said three shitas, right? But remember that these three shitas is, each one of them is a different shita in the Rishonim, right? The Rambam holds you need nilosh. Rashi holds that it's filled. And then there's the Bala Itter holds har. I mean, it's all the different three shitas Rishonim. So Frek the Beis Yosef, so I don't know how to paskin. So they say, oh, it's a kula. Lakula will paskin like all of them. Since it's a doubt, we don't know who to paskin like, we'll paskin like all of them. So Frek the Bach asks Akasha on the Beis Yosef, how could the Beis Yosef say you should paskin like all of them because we're going to be lenient? Here, it's not a shayla of being lenient. It's a shayla of being strict. It's a chumra the other way because now you're not benching. Benching is a deoraisa and you have to bench. And now you're going to be lenient and establish that it's a mezonos bread, but really, you should be benching on it, number one. Or you should be making a moitzi, and you're making a mezonos. What type of suffix is this? If you don't know, you don't know. The Bach says, until you know for sure it's pasuk Vavakisnin, it means until you know for sure it fulfilled all three conditions. I'll give you an example of a food that fulfills all three conditions. That's like apple pie. So apple pie, the crust is sweet. Right? Even if you just eat the crust, it tastes like a cookie. It's hard and it's filled, right? So an apple pie would be all three things, right? So you have a hard crust, which is, or a cheesecake or something. So those things, they have all three definitions, kipshutai, right? So they have all three. So that's good. But everything else, let's say a chocolate cake or a chocolate chip cookie, or maybe, or crackers, or pretzels, or anything like that, says the Bach, you shouldn't eat those, unless you're in the middle of a meal. You shouldn't eat them. It's not, you shouldn't eat that. Because it's a suffix. Azoy paskin to Bach. But I, no, the Bach paskins that way. So, he says, since you, Lamaisa, brought all three opinions, so you have to be choshish for all of them. All three are valid opinions, but we don't know who's right. And if you don't want to, you're not going to take a stand in paskin like one of them against the other two, and you think all three of them make sense, and you don't know who to paskin like, then fakir, you can't assume they're all mezonos. You should assume they're all a motzi. How, Beis Yosef, why? But the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch, remember, the author of the Shulchan Aruch is the Beis Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch himself paskins, like he says in the Beis Yosef, like all three. If it's any one of the three, you can make mezonos. But the question of the Bach stands, what do you mean any of the three? But that means that if it's only one, let's say it's a pretzel, according to the other two opinion, it's a moitzi. So how could you go ahead and say that because maybe it's mezonos, make a mezonos, maybe it's a moitzi, so we don't know. That's a question Okay, so the Taz says, because the Taz says that it's the opposite, is that really everything is mezonos. It's like you're innocent until proven guilty. Everything's mezonos until you prove that it's bread. So therefore, you're becheskas mezonos, he says. Everything's berman and mezonos, and unless you prove or you assume that it's bread, so we assume it's mezonos, and that's why you're allowed to go ahead and make a mezonos on it until we prove that it's bread. Okay, that's the psak of the Taz. And as far as benching is concerned, I guess he's going with the opinion that you're yotze benching b'dieved with alamichya, like we spoke out. If you bench, if you made alamichya on something you're supposed to bench on, you're probably yotze b'dieved. And therefore, probably that's what he's going with. Okay. Now, based on this comes out a few very important nafkaminas. Okay, so again, what we're saying is that we don't really know necessarily what the halacha is. So why are we being lenient? Why are we assuming all three are correct? So there's two basic mahalachim. We'll start with one, we'll say both. The Maimer Mordechai, the Be'er Halacha brings a Maimer Mordechai. And the Maimer Mordechai says that really, even though we don't know, but it's possible that all three shittos agree to each other, because it's not really a steer. Just because you hold that a pretzel is mezonos doesn't mean you have to hold that a cookie is hamotzi. You could hold the both. It's not a stira. And therefore, we say it's possible that we hold the both. And therefore, the Maimer Mordechai says maybe all three shittas, even though each one translated the word possible of a kiss in one way, but maybe they all agree, really. And therefore, since it's possible they all agree, we assume that all the shittas agree to each other, and therefore, we'll assume that they're all true. That's possible. And that's why we'll be lenient to assume that they all agree. It's like a suffix. We don't know. Okay? So since we don't know, you're not going to go, it's possible they all agree. It's not a steer to pass. Now, it comes out like this, a very, very important nafkamina from this, which is the following. That the shayla is, what happens if you eat? This is very important, halacha l'maisa. Okay? People aren't aware of this necessarily. What happens if you are served dessert? So we know the halacha is, if you're served fruit for dessert, you have to make a bar priya eitz. Even though when you eat salad at a meal, you don't make a bar priya eitz, a bar priya adam, and that's because that's part of the meal. But a salad is part of the meal. But a dessert, if you're served fruit for dessert, you make a eitz. Right? If you're served fruit for dessert, you make a eitz. So why do you make a eitz if you're served fruit for dessert? The answer is because it's not really part of the meal. It's lekaneach. It's coming as an afterthought. It's not there to fill you up. So if you have ice cream for dessert, kipshut, you should make a bracha shahakol. Let's say if you have a fruit for dessert, you make a eitz. You make a adama. What happens if you're served a pretzels for dessert? You serve pretzels or something like that for dessert. So again, it's not part of the meal, and since it's not part of the meal, you should make hamoitzi. I'm sorry, you should make a mezonos, right? Since it is not necessarily part of the meal, you should make a mezonos, technically. However, right, anything which is not really part of the meal, it deserves its own bracha at the end of the meal. So you make just like you make an eitz or a dama, you should also make mezonos, let's say on a pretzel or something like that. Now, what's the problem? The problem is, it's possible, says the Be'er Halacha, that this, let's take another example. Let's say after the meal, you're in the mood of eating more bread. You don't make a new hamoitzi because the hamoitzi already, you already made a hamoitzi. So the hamoitzi potters the bread that you'll eat at the end of the meal. So says the Be'er Halacha, if you're eating a pretzel at the end of the meal, maybe that pretzel is really bread. And therefore, maybe because according to the other two definitions, the pretzel is really hamoitzi. And since the pretzel is hamoitzi, the hamoitzi that you made at the beginning of the meal should pater it. Even if it's technically not part of the meal, but you made hamoitzi, hamoitzi would pater it. So the Be'er Halacha actually says, since it's possible that all three, that each one of these things, right, if you have a hamantash, the dough is not necessarily sweet, you know, and it's definitely not hard, you know, so necessarily. So if you have a hamantash, maybe it's bread. Maybe it's not. We don't know. If you have a pretzel, maybe it's bread, maybe it's not. We don't know. So therefore, he says that you... not necessarily makes a difference at this point because it's part of a meal. But it's not really to fill you up as a meal, so really you should make a bracha. But since it's maybe bread, maybe really the bracha of it is hamoitzi. We're just lenient when you're eating a bite. But here the leniency is the other way. So the Beir Halacha says you don't make a bracha. Even though you make a bracha, unless it's all three definitions. Unless it has all three definitions, which means it's hard, it's sweet, and filled, then you would make a bar mini mizonos on that bread at the end of the meal. But otherwise, you wouldn't. So if you have a pretzel at the end of the meal, you don't make a bracha. If you have a piece of chocolate cake, Ramesha Feinstein says that you can make a bracha, but I'm saying strictly according to the halacha, probably you would not make a bracha on that chocolate cake. Unless you have like an ice cream pie or like an apple pie, something which for sure has all the opinions, right? Then you make a mizonos. But if you're, let's say, having a chocolate chip cookie or a chocolate cake or something like that, then the halacha would be that since, according to one opinion, it could be bread, right? Even though when you're eating it out of the meal, you make a mizonos, that's because the suffix is the other way. So in other words, what I'm saying is that it's possible that all the three sheets disagree, but it's also possible they don't. We don't really know. So therefore, when you're eating it by itself, okay, so maybe this is the Pasababa Kissens. Maybe a pretzel is mizonos, just make a mizonos. Because maybe it's mizonos according to everybody. Maybe chocolate chip cookie, maybe it's mizonos, make it mizonos. Okay, but now you're at the other end. Now it's a suffix the other way, because you washed, and it's part of your meal. So if you make a mizonos, it's a suffix, maybe it's a bracha levatala, because it was potter, and maybe it's hamotzi. So here the leniency is the other way, assume it's hamotzi, until you know for sure it's mizonos. And therefore, the Beir Halacha says, unless it's like an apple pie, a cheesecake, an ice cream pie, something which for sure has all three shitas, you should make no bracha, because maybe it's bread. So it comes out that even though you make a bracha on fruit at the end of the meal, you make a bracha on other things at the end of the meal, this thing you would not make a bracha on at the end of the meal. Unless it's all three, like we said, like chocolate, or like let's say a wafer. You know, these Israeli like wafers. So l'chayra is for sure a mezonos, because it's hard, it's sweet, and it has chocolate in there. You know? So that l'chayra, like a Kit Kat, you know, those types of chocolate bar, whatever. So that's all three again. It's filled, it has extra ingredients, chocolate, layers of chocolate. It's hard, it's sweet. So those things are vada mezonos. But, you know, so just a pretzel, just a cookie or something like that, a plain, you know, chocolate cake or cookie, you know, a cookish cake, for example, which is not hard and maybe it's bread. So then you would probably not make a bracha at the end of the meal, because there the leniency is the other way is to assume that maybe it is bread and therefore it's included in the bracha of hamoitzi that you made. That would come out from this. So this is a shaila. Is it a moitzi? Is it not a moitzi? Here's another unbelievable shaila. Two more shailas, okay? And these are like lumdish shailas, but they're pretty... The fact that they're even... The price scheme even bring them up. I saw them both mentioned in the Sefer Vizayis HaBracha, and they're also mentioned in the Sefer Megillah Sefer. Both of these shailas. One shaila is like this. Let's say you're sitting down and you eat two things. You're eating a pretzel, and you're eating a piece of kokosh cake. Now, why is a pretzel hamoitzi? Maybe pretzel should be hamoitzi. It's not sweet necessarily, and it's not filled, but it's hard. Okay, so it has one definition of pasababakis, and it's hard. And what about the kokosh cake? It's not hard. So why is it mezonos, not hamoitzi? Because it's filled and sweet. So now, it could be that mimonav shach, one of the two things you're eating is bread. So therefore, you're eating kokosh cake. Oh, I'm relying on the other two opinions. That it's mizonos because it's sweet. So then when it's sweet and filled. Okay, so then you're not going with the opinion that defines it as hard. So then when someone serves you the pretzel, you should make a moitzi on it now. Otherwise, you're a steer in a bay. What? Oh, so I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. But theoretically, without this Maimer Mordechai that we're saying that the opinions maybe agree to each other, it would come out that you would be faced with, if you just read the base series of literally, like, I don't know, so we're lenient. But here, you could be lenient on each one individually. But now that I'm eating it, bevadai, I'm taka eating it. So now I'm eating both, so I'm stuck. So you have to, l'chayra, the minhag ha'olam is that we make a mizonos no matter what. You can eat a kokosh cake and a pretzel. So you have to say that we go with this Maimer Mordechai, that maybe all the sheets agree to each other. But I'm just saying is that that's a suffix, right? Because if all the sheets agree to each other, then what's the pshat in the other Bi'a Halacha, that when you're eating a pretzel at the end of the meal, you don't make a mizonos, maybe it's bread. And therefore, since maybe it's bread, you don't make a bracha of mizonos. In other words, it's a suffix if they all agree to each other. That's what you see from this. David, you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, but I'm saying, but it's in one, it's all covered under one bracha. So the question is, okay, I made a mezonos on this kokosh cake. Okay, but now I'm being served a pretzel. According to the other opinion, this pretzel's, according to the opinion that kokosh cake is mezonos, pretzel's hamoitzi. So since pretzel's hamoitzi, I should make a moitzi on it now. Right? So you have to say that, like David's saying, is that at least misafik, at least maybe, all the shittas agree to each other. Maybe possibly everyone agrees to each other, and therefore maybe possibly everyone would hold that they're all mezonos. All I'm just saying is that that's not for sure, because if it would be for sure, then the other bi'alacha that says when you're not sure, when all three are separate, when you're eating them at the end of the meal, you should for sure make a mezonos, and we don't, until you know for sure that you covered in all three definitions. So it's a very interesting case. What are you saying, David? Okay, so it's a suffix, and it's possible that they all agree to each other. Okay, now, so at the end of the meal, you're eating all three. Yeah, so on the side that they all agree to each other, then I'm for sure eating. Then I'm definitely eating mezonos. So I should make a mezonos on the chad that they argue. On the side that they argue, then I don't have to make a bracha at all. So yeah, you're a little bit in a problem there. Unless it's vadai pasav abakiz, right? You're eating all three. I don't know. If you're eating one item that has all three, right? You just don't know what. Right. And it's mimon of shach. If I'm eating all three, then I'm eating mezonos. If they all agree, then all of them are mezonos, and I should make a mezonos. And if they don't agree, then at least one of them is. Right? So l'chor, you should make a mezonos on one and eat all three without a hefsek. Take a bite out of all three. Right. So if you're having a kokosh cake and a pretzel for dessert, then you should probably vade make a mezonos. Right, correct. Okay? But here's where this setup runs into a huge problem. Because we're basically saying it's a doubt. We don't know. And therefore, since we don't know which one is the true mezonos, whenever it's the leniency, you go with the leniency. So if you're eating both, the leniency is to assume they're both mezonos. And they agree to each other. And if it's at the end of the meal, the leniency is to say, maybe one of them is hamotzi, and therefore, I don't make a bracha. Here, what about the following case? Okay, this is unbelievable. So let's say you have a pretzel. You sat down for a pretzel, and after the pretzel, a cracker. You sat down, you add a cracker, whatever, and then they serve you a salad. Okay? So now, if you had a cracker and a salad, let's say you had a bread and a salad, wouldn't you make a bracha on the salad? No, because you don't make a bracha on salad if you had already washed, right? You made bread, you made a meal. Now, if you had a cracker and salad, now maybe this cracker is really hamotzi. And I was, you know, maybe it's really bread. So since maybe this cracker is bread, now if you serve a salad now, I shouldn't make a bracha. Suffolk, we don't know. Yeah, but here the suffolk is the opposite. Here the suffolk would be, maybe it's bread, and maybe all the opinions argue on each other, and maybe it is bread, and since maybe it's bread, the suffolk is maybe I shouldn't make a bracha on the salad, because maybe it's bread, and therefore maybe this pot is the salad. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's bread. I really don't know, right? When I eat a pretzel, a kokosh cake, any of these things, I don't know if they're really mezonos or not. We don't know. Gemara says an unclear statement, pas haba b'kisnin. We don't know what that means. There's three opinions. So we're always like picking and choosing our leniencies. But here we're in an interesting case. Here I'm going to assume it's mezonos because I want to be lenient and I want to wash. But here, now, if someone serves me a salad, if it's bread, I don't have to make the bracha. So the leniency would be to assume it's bread. But did anyone ever see that? You had a cracker, then you eat a salad. You don't have to make a bracha. No such thing, right? But l'chara, the way we're setting it up, that should be the halacha. You're saying that you have the ability to say that even though it may be bread, but for me, I'm not eating the rest of the foods as part of the kaviyah, as part of the meal of this bread. Because it's not... Right. Right. Okay, so they're not clear on this. I saw two answers. One is very similar to what David is saying, which is in the Megillah Sefer, he says. It's as if that by me making a mezonos, I'm showing I'm not really having a meal. Because if I'll be having a meal, I would have to make a moitzi probably. So therefore, I'm really not having a meal. So therefore, if I'm not having a meal, then, right, Avram, this is what Rabbi Fladen's always telling you, that even a little bit of bread doesn't necessarily potter all the things that come from it if you're not really having a meal from because of the bread, right? So even if it would be bread, it wouldn't necessarily always potter all the foods that come from it, right? Right. I'm not saying you do, but there's definitely a shmooze in the poskim, and the Magen Avraham holds like that. Notice, if you just, let's say, went to the restaurant, you washed your hands, you had that little cube of bread that they cut up, you know, sitting there by the washing station, and then you ate that cube of bread, and they're like, why are you washing? You didn't order a sandwich. Oh, because I don't know what bracha to make on sushi and this and that. It's complicated. I'm just going to have some bread, and I don't have to worry about my brachas, right? The Magen Avraham says it doesn't work. Because the whole idea, like David is saying, the whole idea of the meal, which we'll get to in later shiurim, but the whole idea that why bread make potters all exempts you from making a bracha on everything else is only because the bread is the primary ingredient of the meal. At least it's there to fill you up. If you're goofa just eating the bread to get out of the brachas, it could be it doesn't work. I'm not saying la halacha that way, but it's a possibility. So here, when you took this pretzel and cracker and you made a mezonos on it, you're clearly establishing that I'm not making a meal out of this. And therefore, the rest of the foods that come are going to be considered independent of that particular, are going to be considered independent of that mezonos, and therefore we're making a bracha. That's one pshat. That's the more simple pshat. But they do bring down from Chacham Abba, Ben Sion Abba Shaul in the Or Letzion, that he taka says, that if you had this cracker or pretzel and then they serve your salad, you should make alamichya first. So get the cracker out of the way and then eat your salad. Because otherwise it's really a suffix. He's not sure. He's taka a little bit misupik about this. He says you should. No, I don't think that would be the halacha for Ashkenazim. Don't follow his psukim. But I'm just so saying that you see that you know, that's how he looked at it. What was that? Well, that gives you the answer that it won't pop to the salad, but it doesn't give you the answer whether you have to make a... You know, I think the question on the croutons is really how they're made, ultimately. If it was taken a full loaf of bread that was hamotzi at the time, and then it was cut up in pieces and toasted, it could be that it's still hamotzi. You know, that's really the question there. It's a different, you know, possibly a different issue. So this is the... Okay, so those are that's how I think you see the nafkaminas of this idea, whether, you know, we have three definitions, but we can't take for granted that everything is automatically mizonos. It's not so simple. You know, you really have to figure out in the definitions if that's true or not. Right? Okay. It's your question? Okay. So now, So this whole sugya is only talking about things that possibly are bread. Rabbi Shafran's bringing up, there are things which were never baked to begin with. Obviously, those things are not bread because they were never baked. So obviously, pasta is not bread. Oatmeal is not bread. You can eat as much of that as you want. That's not what we're talking about. And then even fried dough is not really bread. So, you know, we paskin, mikra din. So a donut, even if you have 10 of them, is not hamotzi because it's not bread at all because it's like cooked, it's deep fried. So therefore, even though it's dough, but since it's deep fried, it's for sure mizonos. So if you eat a donut at the end of the meal, you should for sure make hamotzi. I mean mizonos, because it's definitely mizonos. It's definitely not bread, you know, because it was fried. Pasha pshat, you know. So. That's a good point to bring up. Okay. I want to say one other piece, another idea also in Lumdus, you know, again, this is like a little bit of a, you know, in the Lumdus of it, a great shtickle from the Stipler. The Stipler has a piece like this. Okay. He says, You know, we pass in la halacha that you have to eat bread for the first two meals of Shabbos. And that's why if you benched and you forgot to say ritzei, you forgot to add in the special part of the benching that is for Shabbos, the halacha is you got to repeat benching. But suda shlishis, since the halacha is you do not necessarily have to eat bread, if you forgot ritzei, you do not have to repeat benching because it's not, you know, you don't have to bench in the first place for suda shlishis necessarily. Okay. Now, the stipler says like this. He says, what happens if Shabbos morning, you went to shul and you had kiddush and you had cake at the kiddush? Now, that cake, the way we're learning now, there's a possibility that that cake is really bread, right? Because it's not bread if you say that what makes something not bread is that it's filled or sweet. But let's say the definition is hard. So according to the other opinion, this is bread. So it's possible that this thing is bread. If this thing is bread, says the stipler, turns out that you actually fulfilled your Shabbos morning suda already. You fulfilled your obligation to have a suda because you had bread. I had bread. Done. Now you go home and you had your meal and you benched and you forgot ritzei in benching. So you think you have to repeat benching. Says the stipler, maybe not. Because maybe that meal that you're having at home with the chalent or whatever is really suda shlishis now. Because I fulfilled my ikar chi of suda already at my morning meal. At my kiddush, because maybe I had bread. According to one opinion, we're saying maybe you had bread. So even though we're being lenient and saying maybe it's bread, maybe not, all the shittas agree, maybe it's not bread, everyone agrees it's not bread, but here the leniency to go back and bench again, repeat your benching, here the leniency is to assume that what you ate originally was bread and to say that what I'm eating now is my suda shlishis. And therefore, says the stipler, it could be I don't have to repeat benching at my suda shlishis. You following? That if I fulfilled my meal in the morning with the bread, because I had bread, it would come out that what I'm eating now is my suda shlishis, and since what I'm eating now is my suda shlishis, I don't have to bench if I forgot ritzei. That's the stipler. No. So very good. Very good. So Avram is saying, one second, but then your second meal... Then your second meal was your meal, and you didn't say ritzei there. That's what you're asking, right? I didn't bench at my second meal. So he says, no. He says, according to this, it would come out that in the alamichia that you're making at the kiddush, since that's covering your second meal, if you forgot the special insertion for Shabbos, you would have to repeat alamichia. Because now you're making that into your meal. So since you made that into your meal, so now you're obligated to say at least Alamichya and mention Shabbos in the Alamichya. And therefore he says you would have to repeat Alamichya at least. If you don't want to repeat Alamichya, then you have to repeat benching here. So if you that's what you follow how I answer your question? Right? Kiddush Makom Suda does not require it to be your Suda. It just has to be a Kvias. It doesn't have to be your Suda Shabbos. It just has to be a Kvias. That's what Ramosha says. Right. Correct. This whole... What's the problem? Right. Yeah. Yeah. Correct. That's according to this, you're always Yotze theoretically. This is a makar why at every kiddush you should never have kiddush without shalom. Because then you're having your second meal without shalom. No, chas v'shalom, you should have your suda shalom without shalom. So here's a makar that you should always have shalom at your kiddush, right? But that would be the cheshbon, okay? So let's just chazer that over. So again, since that there are many opinions, what makes pasta baba kistin? And it's possible that each opinion holds that the other one is bread. So if you hold a pretzel's mizonos, you may hold that a chocolate cake or a kokosh cake is hamotzi. And if you hold kokish cake is hamotzi, is a mezonis, maybe you hold pretzels are hamotzi, maybe. Or, according to the Maamar Mordechai, maybe all the shittos agree to each other and everything is mezonos. Possibly. Says the Stipler, that since we're not sure, and maybe it is taka bread, if in the morning by Kiddush you had mezonos, it could be you fulfilled your second meal, and therefore you're obligated to say Ritzeh in Alamichi, and if you don't, you have to repeat Alamichi, because it's like your second meal. But at your third meal, meaning to say when you come home and you have your lot, your Suda, with challenge, whatever, that's really Shal Shudis. And since that's Shal Shudis, if you forgot Ritzeh, you would not have to repeat benching. This is the Cheshbon of the Stipler. He ends up saying Tzarchi in Ledina. He's not sure what to do about it. But this is what he wants to say. And it's a very, very geshmak chap. This is maybe why, according to that, some people were machmer. Someone mentioned last week why, you know, in different places they have different, let's say Yerushalayim, they serve Yerushalmi kugel by Kiddush, because this way Yerushalmi kugel is made up of noodles and pasta, which we said is definitely not bread. So therefore, since it's definitely not bread, you don't have this issue. And others, the opposite, they don't make Kiddush. I went once to the Kaisel by the Nates on Shabbos morning a few times. And right after the Nates minion, Rav Nevensol, the Rav over there in the Old City, so Rav Nevensol has Kiddush in his house, and he gives a shir and chumash after. So I went to his house. I went with him to his house. So I'm waiting for Kiddush, and he doesn't serve Kiddush. He's okay. Let's go. What he doesn't? It's like 8 in the morning, and he's having his full meal because he held that you don't make mezonos by Kiddush. You have to make a moitzi, and he made a moitzi by Kiddush. And then once he became a moitzi, he had his whole meal. So there's definitely some shittos like that. So that is the Stipler's chop over here, that according to this, it's possible that any of these things are bread, and therefore it's possible that you were yoitzi to the Shabbos just by making Kiddush. Okay. Any haaretz, any questions? Because if it's vadai bread, it doesn't make. Because if it's vadai bread, then the bracha is hamoitzi. You can't get out of that. It's this whole sugi is only when maybe it's a different type of bread. But if it's regular bread, let's say you took regular bread, baked bread, totally baked, and you spread a chocolate spread on it. Now you're going to say, oh, maybe it's kokish cake. It's not. It's bread. You can't make bread not bread anymore. So the bread of, even if you take a piece of bread and you spread chocolate on it, you still have to make hamoitzi on the bread. You're not going to say it's like kokish cake because it wasn't baked that way. So since if you say that the croutons were like made as bread, and then, you know, they were cut up and toasted and spiced or whatever, it's possible that they remain as bread forever unless you cook them or you totally change it. Basically what Rabbi Shaffron said is that in most restaurants, the croutons are made from bread, old bread or whatever, made out of bread, cut up and toasted. So therefore, it should be a moitz. Is that Avram was right? Was shaking his head there. Ah. Right. Right. If you take pieces of bread, we'll learn about that maybe next week or another. If you take small pieces of bread, less than kesayis, and you cook them or deep fry them, maybe they lose their shame lechem. But other than that, basically they're a moitzi because they started off as a moitzi. That's why it's not part of this whole sugya. Okay. Right, that could be a different issue. If it's made al das to never eat as bread, right? Maybe that's something else. But also, just because the bracha, Michael, this is what I'm really, you have to distinguish. Even though the bracha on the crouton is hamoitzi, that does not mean that now you make hamoitzi on the crouton and it pops as a salad. That was a question we brought up. Just because the crouton is a moitzi doesn't mean that now the salad is a function of a meal of the bread. Okay, you could still make, right? So it could mean you have to make two brachas, hadama and a motzi, you know? But you wouldn't make a mezonos on those necessarily. So our sugi that we're talking about today is the mezonos sugi, okay? Yeah, okay. Very good. Okay, shkoyach. Okay, today is a little more in the lumdis, but next week we'll probably talk about some of these breads and what happens, how do you make bread into mezonos. I don't know how they're made. I'll have to look into it. If Bahab, if your minhag is to say Slichas and Bahab, then somebody should say Slichas and Bahab. What? The Slichas in the back of this. You don't say your Gimel Midas and you don't say the very, very last paragraph of, after, the very last paragraph in Aramaic. But other than that, you could say all of it. Okay, and also don't forget Kiddush Levana. Okay. Kol Tov, everybody. Kol Tov.